Figure Friday. Paid actor portrayal. This information is not a complete description of benefits. Contact the plan for more information. Limitations, copayments, and restrictions may apply. Benefits, premiums, and or copayments, coinsurance may change on January 1st of each year. Part B premium is covered for full dual enrollees. This plan is available to anyone who has both medical assistance from the state and Medicare. In Missouri, excluding 30 counties in the Kansas City area, Anthem Blue Cross and Blue Shield is the trade name of Right Choice Managed Care, Inc., Healthy Alliance Life Insurance Company, and HMO Missouri, Inc., independent licensees of the Blue Cross and Blue Shield Association.
Attention business owners. We know that owning a business means getting things done right now. So if your right now list includes a new building, call the Right Now Company, General Steel. We can design a building for your business quickly and save you thousands of dollars. That's right, thousands. You may think General Steel only builds large projects or that you can't afford General Steel quality. Well, check these prices. How about a 40 by 60 foot building for under $22,000? Or even a 50 by 100 for under $35,000? That's right, a 5,000 square foot building for under $35,000. And these buildings all have General Steel quality. Best of all, you can still order a building and have it delivered in time to build this year. How's that for right now? So don't delay. Call General Steel today at 888-98-STEEL. That's 888-98-STEEL. Need more planning? No problem. General Steel can help you with that right now. Call General Steel and be in your new building this year. 888-98-STEEL. That's 888-987-8335.
Ah, the sounds of silence. The kids are back to school, and now you can focus on your home appliances. Whether you're looking for a dependable front load or a top load high-efficiency washer and dryer set to clean those filthy soccer uniforms, Appliance Discounters is a place to go for GE laundry sets. Or you may be in the market for cooking appliances or a refrigerator. Whatever it may be, when it comes to Appliance Discounters, we have you covered with 6 locations and GE kitchen appliances at the lowest price, along with huge rebates. Visit us in-store or at theappliancediscounters.com.
This is Larry Connors, and I think I drove by your house the other day. It looks great, but I noticed you might have some shingles missing and maybe some other roof damage. Take a moment to call my friend John Beal, 1-800-NEW-ROOF. Take care of it before everyone else starts calling, before the thunderstorms start pounding us. That way, next time I drive by, I won't have to worry. I'll know your home is protected. John Beal, 1-800-NEW-ROOF. 1-800-NEW-ROOF.
The critics are raving about NBC's new drama, This Is Us. ET Online says you'll fall head over heels in love with This Is Us. Don't miss the premiere after The Voice tonight on NBC.
From Atlanta, Georgia.
Wow.
To the Gulfstream border. To California.
All right, here's what we're going to do. Colin Jeffrey, I completely forgot. He's in Disney World. He has a really cute little girl named McKenna, who I believe is 5. And he said they surprised her. They told her we're going on vacation, but they didn't tell her where. So she didn't know until they got there that they're going to Disney World. And he really planned all this out. I'm sure they're having a great time. So Colin's not with us today. So here's what that means. If you would like to call and either recommend or steer us clear of a movie or a TV series, we're more than happy to have you do that. Because it's because of you folks that I ever discovered Breaking Bad. It's because of you that I found Bloodline, which is, my goodness, second only, if not equal, to Breaking Bad. So it's because of you listeners who call and go, oh. And I think you have a pretty good idea of what we like and don't like. You know that Dan likes pretty much anything.
Yeah. Anything. Some things. Yeah, most.
Peon likes documentaries. I like things based on the truth. Movies. Well, like that Rookie. I saw it again, The Rookie with Dennis Quaid. That's a true story. Jim Morris was an actual guy who was called up by the major leagues at the age of 36, and there was a pitcher for 2 seasons. I like stuff like that. I saw Don't Breathe. About a week and a half ago, it's in the theaters now, about these punks that decide to rob a blind veteran, rob his house. It's an edge of the cedar. It's a good one. So if you have something...
And there's videos that are out, too, today. Tuesday is like DVD day when...
That's right. So if you want to give somebody, steer somebody in the right direction, the wrong direction, while you think about that, I'll give you the numbers. I'll do one bit of business, then we'll take your calls. 314-969-KTRS, which is 969-5877. From most cell phones, you can just hit star KTRS, and then there's 888-550-KTRS. And we'll also kick around a little bit about our golf tournament, which is only, we only have 2 more days to be in here. tomorrow and Thursday, and that's the last chance I'll get to beg for money. And I'm happy with what we have. I really am. I'm thrilled to death that the thing sold out and that we have what we have. But hey, if I could squeeze a little more out for the families of police officers, we'll do it. My job right now, while you call, if you give me a minute, is to congratulate those of you who have decided to do what I did, and you went down to MD Health and Wellness, and you said, tell me about this weight loss program. If you know anything about me at all, you know that I am very suspicious and leery of most everything, especially advertising, because I know a lot more about how it works than most people do, and I know all the catchphrases, and I know how they're able to say things, but they aren't, they're deceiving, yet they're not illegal. And that's why I have been not only reluctant to ever go on the air and talk about or promote a weight loss program. Prior to this one, MD Health and Wellness, in my 35 years doing this, I have only promoted one weight loss program. And I promoted it because I used it and it worked. The fact that I got the weight back was my fault. And it will be this time, but I don't think this time I will. I really do. I told Peon off the air, I actually feel like I'm not going to see 42-inch waist pants again because I'm in 36. And this is all under the guidance of MD Health and Wellness. And when I say that, I don't want you to think you have to check in there every week. No, everybody's different. And they won't just say, here, write us a check, here's your stuff, go do what the instructions say, good luck to you. It's not like that. They need to get to know you physically and medically. They're going to want an EKG. In my case, with what we did, the HCG program, they needed an EKG, and they needed some blood work. And it wasn't a big deal, but you know, I was in there for an hour and 20 minutes, did a sort of a physical, and they got some information, the information that they need so that they could know how to proceed, what they could and couldn't feel safe having me do. And it turns out that what I did was, for the first month, I gave myself a shot in my stomach fat, and there was plenty of it. I'd never given myself a shot in my life. Don't need to. I'm not a diabetic, never need. And it was so easy, I can't even begin to. I never felt one shot. And I stood in front of a mirror to give myself the first shot. I don't know why, but I stood in front of a mirror and I watched myself shoot that thing in my, and I thought I didn't even feel it. The needle's like a hair. Did that for 4 weeks, and that was the end of that. And then there was an appetite suppressant, which worked wonders, because I am a person who is hungry about every hour. About once an hour, I want something to eat. It's stress eating. It's nervous eating. It's almost never because I'm really hungry. And that put an end to that. And once you realize that it is possible to exist not eating every hour, once you realize that your pants are smaller, your stomach is smaller, and you can get in and out of a Corvette without grunting in front of good-looking young women, which is embarrassing. And I might add, folks, this is one of the greatest benefits yet. That car is on the ground. And when I got in and out of it before, I don't make that noise anymore. I just make a little bit of a noise sometimes, depending on the time of day. So it's easier. 36 pants. Are you kidding me? I hadn't had 36 pants. I think I was a fourth grader last time I wore 36. MD Health and Wellness. Now, look, they have a terrific program for the reversal of type 2 diabetes. I don't have that, thank goodness. But it's fixable. Not like type 1. But if you don't take care of the type 2, some nasty things can happen. I mean bad things, like possible amputation or going blind or that kind of thing. Why not reverse it if you can? They have a great program for that. Then, of course, they have the bioidentical hormone replacement. And you gentlemen who have low testosterone, you don't have to live like that. That's something you can do about that, too. Yes, in many cases, it takes money. Nothing's free. Very, very few things are free in this life. Sometimes some of what they do is covered by insurance. Other times it's not. Probably more than likely won't be. So, again, it's priorities. How do you want to spend what money you have? Is a fishing boat more important than losing weight or reversing that diabetes? That's up to you. All I can do is tell you this. MD Health and Wellness, they know what they're doing. They're in Bridgeton. And you can find their website and the link to it at frankopinion.com under sponsors. It's mdhealthwellness.com. We got a bunch of calls. I can't wait to talk to you. We're all yours till top of the hour because Colin Jeffrey is in Disney World with his cute daughter, McKenna. We'll start with Bob. Bob, how are you?
Hey, things are good for Bob.
Ah, it's Bob with 1-0. Bob with 1-0. What's going on, Bob?
Hey,
let me guess. You would like to bid $3,000 to play golf with us.
Well, you're wrong.
Okay.
You know, I called in about a movie, but I wanted to mention that health and wellness.
Mm-hmm.
You said something about not being covered with insurance.
Mm-hmm.
Let people know that if they have those flexible spending or health care accounts at work where you can take out, that's all covers that stuff.
Okay, that's a good.
But I did that. I went there. I lost 50 pounds. And,
are you kidding
you
me?
You did?
Yeah, so.
Wow.
You
beat me. I got 38.
Well, I started a little higher than you, so I was.
How much did you weigh? How much did you weigh?
I was about 257.
How tall are you?
I'm 6'1". No, I got down to 205, and I'm still losing. So.
Oh my goodness, I'm 210, 212. I gotta work a little harder to catch up with you. Good for you.
Well,
man.
I put a little bit of weight on. I went on vacation, and I just said, I'm not dieting. I'm going to eat.
Nah, you know what? You got to cheat once a month or something.
Now we're coming back down again. But when I was in the plane, I saw a movie that I really was impressed with. Bryan Cranston in that LBJ movie.
Yes, I saw it. It's fantastic.
Oh, man, he looks exactly like him.
No, it's beyond belief. You wouldn't think, but he transformed himself into Lyndon Baines Johnson. No, that's a great movie.
I mean, occasionally you see a little Walter White in him, but generally he looks just like LBJ.
I agree.
You said something earlier that made me think of that movie, and you're talking about these idiots doing those cameras where they're trying to trap people, and they're like disturbers.
Right.
Well, he said a line in that movie that said, any jackass can tear down a barn, but it takes a carpenter to build one. And it made me think of these jackass demonstrators and disturbers who aren't doing anything. All they're doing is screaming at police and cussing at people.
Yeah.
But, you know, anybody can do that.
And they're not accomplishing anything.
But, yeah, do something. Yeah. Help somebody. Make something. Do something.
I agree.
But I don't know how they expect anybody to respect, you know.
I don't remember the name of the Cranston. Is it just called LBJ?
It's called it's All In, maybe.
Somebody will know. I can't remember.
I think it's called All In or All the Way, something like that. But yeah, it was fantastic.
All right.
But on the airplane. The other thing was really good, that Eddie the Eagle. I don't know if you saw that.
I know about it, but I didn't see it.
You know, it was fantastic until I found out it's not true. He went to the Olympics, but everything they're showing you, that kind of makes you cry. Oh, it's so emotional. Yeah. You look it up, like, nah, that didn't really happen. So a little disappointed with that.
Well, congratulations.
It's called All the Way.
All the Way. You were close.
All the Way.
All the Way. Hey, congratulations on the 50 pounds, too.
Yeah, still going. I'll check in with a couple months.
Right, don't go too far. Don't become a skeleton. Don't go crazy.
Oh, I won't.
All right, Bob.
Yeah, my wife already thinks I'm too skinny. But then.
All right, Bob. Mm.
Take care, gentlemen.
All right, Bob.
Bye now.
MD Health and Wellness, 50 pounds. How about that? Out of nowhere. I didn't know he did that. Let's go to Dave. Dave, how are you?
Brother Frank, what's going on?
I don't know. Tell us something.
Okay, first of all, I'm PM in the AM.
No, that won't do it.
Tom?
No.
HBO, this is pretty old, but The Jinx with Robert Durst. I don't know if you saw it.
What's it called?
The Jinx.
Yes, I saw that. It was Robert Durst, you remember from...
I know the name.
What's it? What family was that? It was the what company? With DuPont, right?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. I know. Yeah.
Yes.
That's a true story.
Oh no! I think DuPont.
No, that was another guy. Yeah, but
I know the name.
I saw it. It was good.
The Jinx.
It's a 6-part documentary.
Okay.
And it's absolutely amazing. And then an even older one, HBO, was 6 Feet Under, was an excellent series.
You know what? We watched that series when it was on HBO, and it was good, about a family in the funeral business.
Yes, very clever, very original.
That was very good.
And then on Amazon, this is brand new as far as I can tell. I just saw it's called Mad Dogs.
I've heard of it, don't know about it.
And it's got Steve Zahn in it. He was in I Think That Thing You Do, and... a few other people you might recognize, Billy Zane.
Yeah,
it's kind of like, what was it, Very Bad Things? Just about those guys who go to Vegas and all these things go crazy wrong.
I don't know. I'm not familiar with it. Here's the problem. There's so much crap, but there's also so much good TV. It's like a part-time job to keep up with the good TV.
And so many sources. Like you said, Amazon has its own service. Right.
Netflix, Hulu. Yeah, yeah. All right.
I would recommend Mad Dogs, though. It was interesting.
All right, Dave. Thank you.
Thank you.
Yeah. No, it's true. There's a lot of crap, but there's a lot of really good stuff. And what's happened is HBO and Showtime have caused everybody else to step it up and kick it up.
Do their AMC. Original programming.
Sons of Anarchy was an AMC thing. FX. And they're all throwing a lot of money. And these things, some of this stuff is fantastic. Let's go to, it says Mart. Is your name Mart?
My name?
Yeah.
My name's Mary.
No, Dad says your name is Mart.
That's fine.
All right, Mart, what's going on?
Hey, in the PM.
Thank you, Mart.
Hallelujah. Hey, on the bearer of bad news, they're canceling Bloodline Netflix.
Ah.
So I don't know if they're going to finish out the story that they, you know, this last one, and that's going to be it, because poor performance, they said.
Well, not poor by the actors. Poor performance, meaning it didn't draw the audience they wanted.
Exactly.
Well, that's a shame, because that's a fantastic.
I thought about you when I heard it. And another good one on Netflix is Stranger Things.
Never heard of it.
It's fantastic. It's got little kids in it, which I was kind of hesitant about, but it's fabulous.
All right.
Thanks.
Thank you, Mark.
Bye.
Wow, I just found an article about that. So season three.
There is the season.
Is
three?
Done. And it's going to premiere next year.
Okay, so they...
But they're canceling season four now.
Wow,
and it
that's
said,
a mistake. That's...
Multiple sources say that Netflix was paying Sony between $7 million and $8.5 million per episode. So essentially $70 or $85 million for a 10-episode season.
Well, I don't know how they'll end it, but even if it's three seasons and that's it, folks, Bloodline. You pick it up. It's tremendous.
Wow, that's unfortunate.
Yeah, my wife and I, we have almost nothing in common. She doesn't laugh at the things I think are funny. She doesn't think it's funny. But movies, we love movies. I mean, a good movie. And so we'll go 2 months and not go, and it's almost like we realize we didn't get our fix. We didn't get our movie. So then we'll go to three movies in a week or something. But we really do enjoy a good movie.
I guess
Ray Donovan, I got to mention, the season finale was Sunday night. That's another one. That's a Showtime thing, I think. Oh my goodness, it's dark, it's violent, but it's good. And there are probably four or five dozen of these things that are really worth watching.
And I guess that's good for executives at Netflix. You're able to actually legitimately track how there's legitimate ratings.
You have
because
real ratings.
Yes,
unlike regular television.
Unlike even Showtime or HBO, they have no idea how many people are watching their shows necessarily.
It's like radio. People ask me, how big is your audience? We don't have a clue. No radio station has any idea how many people are listening. And regular television, FCC-controlled TV, NBC, they don't know. They think they sort of know with these boxes they put in people's houses, but you're right. When
Netflix can track every click of show.
For advertisers, that's... Wow, they know they know who's watching. Let's go to Will. Will, how you doing?
Good. I am AM and the PM.
Thank you.
Hallelujah.
What do you have?
Driving home in my Landoff pre-owned GMC.
There you go. Good for you. Be careful. What do you have for us?
Got a program I kind of stumbled across on YouTube.
Okay.
It seems to be the trailer of something. I know how you feel about British British films and British programs, but this is up there with Countdown to Looking Glass. I don't know if you remember that one.
Nope.
From the 80s. But it's Nuclear Attack, UK live broadcast. It's about a 45-minute long program. It brings things into play with the show for current events as far as what's going on in the world. Military conflicts and such, but
is it one 45-minute show, or is it a series and each one is 45 minutes?
It's supposed to be a series. I haven't been able to look any further. I kind of just watched it on my lunch today, but I found the trailer for the program. It's a BBC program, but I could not turn it off. I was 15 minutes late to lunch. I had to watch
it. What's the name of it again?
Nuclear Attack, right. UK live broadcast.
That's a long name. Nuclear Attack UK live broadcast. Okay.
Yep.
Got it.
Thank you.
Thank you, Will. Now, the one thing I will ask you, folks, please don't email us and go, hey, what was the name of that one show that one guy mentioned? And I'm not kidding. Emails come in like that. What was the name of that one show that that one guy mentioned? Oh, we don't know. We don't know what you're talking about. It could have been any one of a number of things, but we don't retain a lot very well. One more, and then we'll take a break.
We should probably break first, and next.
Yeah, we'll break. We have a special guest coming up, so we will take a break. I have two names you might want to talk about. You'll hear them later because Peon mentions them every day. Mark and Jason. Mark Reed and Jason Becker. Here's the thing about financial advice. You don't have to take it. You don't have to seek it out. You don't even have to save enough money that you'll need financial advice. I don't think that's very smart, but it's really all up to you. I think the smartest thing people can do is force yourself, discipline. It's like, you know, not eating as much and losing weight. If you start as early as you can, and I like to use the 10% thing, just take 10% of whatever you make and just pretend you never made it. If you make $50,000 a year, no, you make 45. Take that 5 and put it away, and you will not believe in time how much money you have. That's what smart people do. And then they also will turn to somebody for financial advice, somebody who knows a lot more than you do or I do, and that would, in this case, be Mark and Jason, Mark Green and Jason Becker. There is no commitment by having a meeting with them. You're not signing anything. You're not committing anything. You merely go to them and say, I have $25,000 or more. Here's what I'm doing with it. If you retire, if you change jobs, you may have a 401k plan, so you're going to have questions. Do you cash out? Do you roll over to an IRA? Do you pay tax on it? Are there penalties? Blah, 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 blah. You need some answers. I think they have the answers you're looking for. Mark Reed and Jason Becker, there was Stifel Nicholas. Stifel is a member of SIPC and NYSE, and I think you know the website, markandjason.com.
All right, it's time for a check on traffic. Airborne, it's Tim Weiland.
Well, just like yesterday afternoon at the start, I'm looking at an accident on westbound Highway 44 just near the Guyer Road overpass. It's actually just past Lindbergh before the Guyer Road overpass. It has two right lanes blocked. And right now, traffic pretty well jammed up east of Berry Road. You had debris or an accident, something on the roadway, eastbound Highway 4064 at McKnight that has things running pretty slow from about Clayton Morrison. If you're traveling westbound Highway 40, things are stacking up pretty heavy now from about the Vandeventer overpass. It looks like southbound Lindbergh is slowing. Let's see here. It's slowing from... let's just say southbound Lindbergh has a long backup. I can't see it where it's going to. Southbound 270, some stop-and-go traffic now from Olive down through Doherty Ferry. This traffic report brought to you by AccountTemps. Do you know what you should be making? Find out at AccountTemps.com/salary center. Your source for accounting and finance salary information. AccountTemps, a Robert Half company. I'm Tim Weiland with your Vincent Mortgage Airborne Traffic.
KTRS Traffic Center is brought to you by Vincent Mortgage, 314-839-9999, NMLS number 225095.
Hello, everybody. It's Jim Heward. Don't forget to tune in Sunday mornings at 11 a.m. for Sports Sunday. My partner, Brendan Weese, has it all covered for you. He'll talk Mizzou football with Howard Richards. He'll discuss the NFL with Jim Thomas. He'll even give you some fantasy football tips. It's all on Sunday morning at 11 a.m. Sports Sunday with Brendan Weese.
Did you know that right now is time to book your landscaping appointment for your fall outdoor project? And the folks at Pasiglia's Nursery and Garden Center can help you get it done, especially on Customer Appreciation Day. They're having it Saturday, September 24th. Fall is a great time to plant, and Pasiglia is going to have their Customer Appreciation Day. This will be their biggest sale of the year with blowout sales on special items. Come on by and enjoy some complimentary refreshments and see Pasiglia Nursery and Garden Center. They're a family-owned business for over 65 years. acres with a professional and knowledgeable staff, 8 acres of beautiful trees and shrubs, a beautifully maintained colorful garden with all the displays you need to get some great ideas. Once again, fall planning is right now, so make sure you pop by Pasiglia's Nursery and Garden Center, especially for their Customer Appreciation Day, Saturday, September 24th. Some of the best deals you'll find all year round. It's Pasiglia's Nursery and Garden Center, 636-458-9202 or pasiglia.com.
Hiring people is probably the worst part of my job. It's such a hassle, the searching, the sorting through resumes. Most people don't have the right experience.
We started using ZipRecruiter about 3 months ago. Right from the start, you could tell it was going to make hiring a lot easier. One click and my job was posted to 100+ job boards, all the top sites.
All of the candidates came to my dashboard, and it's easy to compare them. Thumbs up if I liked them, thumbs down if I didn't. No emails and attachments, printing up docs, phone calls, none of that.
And I couldn't believe the number of great applicants we got. I had the person we needed within 1 week. I don't know how we hired before ZipRecruiter.
Whether you're looking to fill one position or 20, find the best candidates with ZipRecruiter, where your job is just one click away from 100+ job sites. ZipRecruiter, the fastest way to hire. And right now you can try ZipRecruiter free. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/work. That's ZipRecruiter.com/work. ZipRecruiter.com/work.
Listen to what Dave Ryan says about Andro 400.
Andro 400, I really love it. It's amazing to me that I feel so good. I've lost 50 pounds. I was a size 38 waist. I've gone down to a 32 waist. My mood has changed. I don't get stressed out. It gave me so much more energy. Energy to walk. Energy to play sports. Everything is starting to work again, just like I'm 25. My wife is happy. I'm so happy. I'm just a completely different man. I'm taking this stuff to the grave with me.
Men, have you lost energy and gained belly fat? Are you feeling stressed out? Fight back with Andro 400, the safe, natural, and inexpensive way to increase your testosterone. For over a decade, Andro 400 has helped men lose belly fat, gain energy, and feel 20 years younger. Go to Andro400.com. Andro400.com or call 888-400-0435. 888-400-0435.
Hi, this is Mike Kelly. When I'm looking to send flowers to a loved one for a birthday, anniversary, or that special occasion, I call my friends at Walter Knoll Florists. Walter Knoll is family-owned and operated and offers custom designs by expert designers, a huge inventory and selection that only the largest florist can offer, with quality and care that no grocery store florist can meet. They have several locations in the St. Louis metro area to serve you. Order online today at WKF.com. Walter Knoll Florists, your personal florist since 1883.
Hey, it's Denise from Appliance Discounters. Well, we did it again. Remember our motto, our savings are your savings? Well, you know why we have this motto. We buy in bulk at the lowest possible price and we pass the savings on to you. We've bought loads of Samsung appliances all at huge savings. These Samsung appliances are at prices so low we can't even advertise them. And on top of the lowest price, receive cash rebates on select Samsung purchases. Check out the look of this line at any of our 6 showrooms and online at theappliancediscounters.com.
The Scottish are coming. The 2016 Scottish Games are Friday and Saturday, September 23 and 24 in Chesterfield. Scottish heavy athletics, including the iconic caber toss, more bagpipers than you can shake a claymore at, 2 Friday concerts, birds of prey, Scottish and American food, Scottish ale, Scottish folk and rock music all day Saturday, Scottish dancing, sword fighting, lots of lads in kilts, and much more. Visit stlewis-scottishgames.com for more information.
Hey, it's a Butterfinger peanut butter cup.
Yeah, kind of a square, though, right?
Sure, square on the outside, but bold on the inside, thanks to smooth peanut butter with crispity, crunchity bits of Butterfinger.
Ah, it's so bold, it defies physics by being smooth and crunchy.
So bold, it started a peanut butter cup revolution.
So bold, it broke the internet with a pick of its cup.
So bold,
can we just eat one?
That's bold.
Smooth and crunchy Butterfinger peanut butter cups. Bolder than bold.
On Thursday, Rand and I will be at the grand reopening of the Tide Dry Cleaners at 14434 Clayton Road, that's just west of 141. And all week, go to Tide Dry Cleaners and register to win 1 year of free dry cleaning. How about that? Tide Dry Cleaners offers the ultimate inconvenience from their drive-through valet, 24-hour services. Tide Dry Cleaners, truly unmatched in the dry cleaning industry. Make sure you drive through Thursday, say hello, and get registered to win free dry cleaning for a year. We will see you there.
90% of financial advisors give advice geared towards the accumulation phase.
Buy and hold. You're in it for the long haul. It's only a paper loss.
But once you retire, that kind of advice doesn't apply anymore. You need a different approach.
Why?
One reason is you don't have time to recover if there's another huge market loss. Wake up to Rethinking Retirement with Marvin Mitchell every Sunday at 7 a.m. on KTRS, where you'll get safe, secure retirement advice that works.
Norman, ooh. You know, I don't know exactly how long ago he made the first call here, but this is a guy who was an instant hit and now has his own show, the Norman Show, a show within a show. Folks, would you please welcome the star of the Norman Show, Norman.
Hey, Norman.
How are you, Norman?
Just fine.
Yeah. Norman, do you have people who listen who tell you they've heard you on here?
Not so far.
Not so. Well, join the club.
Well, okay? You have plenty of fans out there, Norman. I'll tell you that.
Yeah.
I'm going to play the Happy Birthday Roll Call.
All right.
I was just about to request that.
Yeah.
Request it to Miss Rosemary Butler because she has a birthday next month. It'll be on a Sunday,
March 23rd. How old will she be? Do you know?
She'll turn 73.
73. Now, for those who don't know, Norman has two women that he likes. Rosemary is one, and what's the other woman's name?
Ida.
Ida and Rosemary.
Who's the one you haven't heard from?
Ida, I believe.
Ida.
Yeah, well, the heck with her. Yeah, zero in on Rosemary. Yeah. And, wow, this has to... Now, Rosemary has never even heard you. She doesn't know you have a show, does she?
No.
Now how do we fix that? How do we let her know, do you think? So... Because imagine how that could change everything. Oh, Norman, I didn't realize you had a radio show. Yeah, I'll marry you. How do we change that? How do we get to her?
I have my gardens on the green.
I'm sorry?
Garden on
Yeah, my gardens on the green.
Delmar Gardens on the green. That's where she lives, Rosemary Butler. Mm-hmm. Anybody knows Rosemary Butler at Delmar Gardens on the Green, would you please tell her that Norman has his own radio show? That'll impress her.
Talks about her all the time.
Talks mm-hmm. about her all the time. And now you're going to play the, you call it Happy Birthday Roll Call. I've never heard it. I just know it as Happy Birthday. Go right ahead, Norman. Now, for people who are wondering, wow, what instrument was that? That's the kazoo. And I've never heard it play quite the way you play it. When most people play it, it makes kind of a tinny sound.
Mm-hmm.
Not when Norman. Norman plays it so well, it sounds like a human voice.
Your mom taught you how to play it, right, Norman?
Yeah.
I have I have a kazoo.
You do?
That sounds terrible.
See, when you do it, it almost sounds like distortion.
Yeah.
Because you don't know how to play.
No, I don't.
Norman does know how to play. Yeah, that's horrible.
Yeah.
That's horrible.
Sorry, Norman.
What else is going on, Norman? Oh, he's giving a lesson.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm trying to give you a lesson.
Okay.
Try to replicate that whistle, Dan.
Okay.
I tell you what, Norman, just play da 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 and show Dan how to do it, and then we'll let Dan do it. Okay, go ahead. Da 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 da. Alright, Dan, you try it. No, that's horrible.
Yeah.
So, Norman, some people just don't have the natural ability.
The kazoo neck.
Yeah. Kazoo neck. That's a good word.
Yeah.
A new word, kazoo neck. Like you sneeze. God bless you. Kazoo neck. what else, Norman?
Kazoo man.
I don't.
Oh, was that a new song?
The Kazoo Man song.
The Kazoo Man.
I'm not familiar with that.
Wow.
Do you have any of your other instruments around today, Norman?
Not handy right now. Something else too.
Something else.
One movie I like.
Yeah.
It's a Roy Rogers movie. And
what Roy Rogers movie? Any Roy Rogers movie?
Any of them, yeah.
Now, you, let me ask you, can you play, you know the song Happy Trails? Happy Trails to you. Do you know that song?
Until
we meet again. You familiar with that? Yeah, that one.
Familiar with it. I wrote it.
Oh, hell, I wrote it. Yeah. That's a great punchline to a great joke. Norma, do you know that joke where the punchline is, know it, hell, I wrote it? Do you know that joke?
Not so far.
Norman, not so far. Say, heck, I
like the way Norman
he probably
says,
wouldn't go with the joke.
I like the way he says, not so far.
Yeah.
Meaning, I'm still open.
There may be a day where he hears it.
Yeah, he's open to it.
Yeah.
So, are you okay? You healthy? You feel good?
So far.
Yeah, so far. See, he knows down the road, it might be a little illness.
How's your walking doing? Better?
It's not any better. If I don't have my walker, I could fall into someone easily.
You could fall into someone. Why don't you try to fall into Rosemary Butler?
Yeah.
No, he wouldn't want to do that.
Well, yeah, you wouldn't, and she could catch you, and now you're in the arms of Rosemary. Now, see, you got to stage sometimes things to make them look like an accident.
Yeah.
he liked that idea.
So how often do you get to see Rosemary?
Not too often.
I think you talk a lot over the phone, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Now, what do you talk about with her?
We pray and that.
That's what I like to do. With
late night prayer session?
Yeah, with girls.
Do you play?
Late at night on the phone. I like to pray.
Yeah. I say, oh, God, would you please come over?
Oh, my goodness. Now, when you pray, does she pray with you, or do you do most of the praying?
Prays with me.
Mm-hmm. What do you pray for?
We pray for everyone.
Well, isn't that
That's
nice?
Very nice.
Nice and
all inclusive.
I just pray for myself. And heck with everybody
You're
else.
Not supposed to do that, right?
I don't think so.
I don't quite know how to do it right, I guess. Well, Norman, is there anything else before we go?
I'm going to play the wedding march.
Oh, all right. I've not heard that, I don't believe.
Mm-mm.
Would you like for Dan to accompany you on the harmonica?
Yeah, that'd be all right.
Yeah, see, he's open. Right. He's open. All right, take it away. Right. Dan will jump right in. Okay. Go ahead, Norma.
He's got some wedding bells.
This is fantastic.
Now let's have a little dance here.
A little dance?
A little wedding dance?
Are you dancing? Is this the chicken dance?
Yes. All right.
Nope, not a... Are those bells supposed to be wedding bells?
Yeah.
They sound exactly like sleigh bells.
They do.
Like the reindeer would have. I didn't realize that wedding bells sounded
ho, I'm getting married. That'll be Santa Claus.
Norman, don't laugh at him. Don't laugh at him, Norman.
Norman, do you play the kazoo or play music for Rosemary when you call her and talk to her on the phone?
Oh, that's a good question.
And I call her my honeysuckle vine.
She's your honeysuckle vine?
And you're...
And he's the honeybee.
Yeah.
Whoa. You ever get the stinger out every once in a while?
Now, see, Dan?
Oh, I'm sorry.
You know what, Dan? I'm sorry, Norman. Dan likes to take things and turn them into something kind of dirty.
Yeah, sorry, Norman.
We do not approve of that.
They're prayer partners.
Went to a bad place.
They're prayer partners, for goodness sakes. They don't go for that kind of thing. Do you, Norman, taking your stinger out, something like that? That's not funny. Is it, Norman?
No.
All right, Norman. Well, it's always a pleasure, And the great thing about the Norman Show is nobody knows when it's going to be on next. There's no schedule.
No.
Shows, a lot of shows on Monday night at 7. We don't know. The Norman Show could be on tomorrow. Could be on. It's been a few weeks since you've been on.
You just have to stay tuned.
So you're welcome. Yeah. You're welcome here anytime, Norman. And keep us posted on this Rosemary thing, okay?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, that says it all.
Signing off.
That's a great way to wrap it up. Norman, everybody.
There you go.
Hey, Norman.
Hi, Norman. Sullivan, Missouri. I know a lot of people wonder, where does that program originate? It's broadcast right out of Sullivan, Missouri, at Norman's sister's home. Norman is a special listener. And that's it for the Norman Show. We don't have a sponsor. We need a sponsor.
No, not yet.
We need to find out where they make kazoos. That could be the Kalamazoo Kazoo Company or, you know, whatever the heck it is. All right, so there goes Norman. Bill Cleveland is just around the corner. First Community Credit Union is also just around the corner from wherever you are. There must be one practically around the corner. There are 42 of these places, 42 First Community Credit Unions. Last, I believe it was Friday, I went in there. We're headed for the lake, and I went in, and one of the women there was nice enough to get me a big bag, and I dumped 6 bags of popcorn into one bag. I felt kind of weird walking out with it. I felt like I was being a glutton or something, but it's good popcorn. So we had popcorn, you know, as we drove to the lake, courtesy of First Community Credit Union. You're welcome to some, too. It's there for the members, but here's the deal. You're AM and the PM, so you tell them you'd like a bag of popcorn, even though you're not a member. Say, it's okay. I'm AM and the PM, and I'm considering doing my banking at First Community Credit Union. And that's all we'd like for you to do, is consider it, because the truth is most of you don't really have a real good reason for banking where you bank now. You just don't. Now, I'd like to speak specifically to those of you in business. Ladies, gentlemen, if you have a business, this is a terrific partner to have when you need to borrow a small business type loan, like $100,000, let's say. We're not talking millions, $100,000. This is your banking institution, First Community Credit Union. They work with businesses all the time like that. A good partner to have. Great place to bank, whether you're in business or you're just an average person with a checking account or credit card, debit card, car loan. First Community Credit Union, the largest credit union in the St. Louis area. 42 locations, firstcommunity.com.
All right, let's get a check on traffic airborne with Tim Weiland.
They did clear the accident on westbound Highway 44 at Lindbergh or past Lindbergh, so all lanes are now open. Traffic is still slow from Elm to about Big Bend. They're working with an accident that actually has the left lane blocked in one area. Move up a little bit, they've got the right lane blocked on eastbound Highway 30. Between Mauer Industrial Drive and Highway 270, so you kind of have to zigzag around that. You're backed up west of Mauer Industrial Drive. On eastbound Highway 4064 at McKnight, an accident. They have moved it off to the shoulder, but traffic is still slow from Spady. If you're on westbound 364, heavy from the Maryland Heights Expressway through the Veterans Bridge. And on eastbound 270, stacking up Mount McDonald through DeFloresson. This report brought to you by Account Temps. Check out the 2017 salary guide to see their salary forecast for over 400 accounting and finance jobs. Visit AccountTemps.com. Account Temps, a Robert Half Company. Tim Weiland with your Vincent Mortgage Airborne Traffic.
KTRS Traffic Center is brought to you by Vincent Mortgage. 314-839-9999. NMLS number 225095.
Green 18!
The Tigers play here on KTRS.
To the 20, to the 10, to the house!
This is Howard Richards. Join us this Saturday for Mizzou football as the Tigers host the Delaware State Hornets on the Big 550, KTRS.
KTRS coverage begins at 1 p.m. The kickoff is at 3.
Touchdown, Missouri!
We are Mizzou.
centers. Visit G&W Meat for your deer processing. That's G&W Meat and Bavarian Style Sausage Company. G&W processes each deer separately, so the venison you get back is from your deer.
Neighborhoods all over the country are on high alert after another one has gone missing. Taylor Alloway is on the scene.
Despite the best efforts of law enforcement, the criminals remain at large. I spoke with the police moments ago.
96 elephants are lost every day. We just don't have enough of a force to protect them all against poaching.
At the rate they're disappearing, there will be no elephants left to lose in 10 years.
And that's a crime against us all. Stop the ivory trade. Fight the crime. Go to 96elephants.org.
Half-price wing Tuesdays are now at B-Dubs. Any size order of traditional wings cost half as much, making Tuesdays twice as good. Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings, beer, sports. Valid at participating locations for a limited time.
From downtown St. Louis, it's the Bill Cleveland segment, starring Bill Cleveland along with Bruce Lindquist and the All-Boy Orchestra, brought to you by Laclede Cab. Your happy birthday, 70th anniversary of Laclede Cab. Happy birthday, Laclede Cab. Your M and the PM Cab Company, the app is STL Taxi, and it's free and it works. And now here's Bill Cleveland.
Hey, everybody. Good Tuesday afternoon to you.
You too, Bill.
Well, we've got a study that shows women who get more sleep have better sex.
Mm.
Mm-hmm. Unfortunately, the study was conducted by Bill Cosby.
Rapist humor.
Yeah, that's all the rage now.
Yes, it is.
And Hollywood news. Angelina Jolie and Brad Pitt are getting a divorce, and who cares?
Well, I care. I hate that.
Angelina actually blames the breakup on Brad's use of weed and his anger issues.
Yeah.
Although, you know, I really can't imagine why somebody would want to be extra relaxed or get angry with 400 children running around the house.
Yeah.
Why, you know? Yeah. And finally, this afternoon.
I'm torn up over that Brad and Angelina thing.
Sorry, I brought it up. I didn't realize that. Yeah. I apologize. Well, during an interview, a reporter asked Donald Trump the other day if he's nice enough to be president. Trump answered, "Of course I'm nice enough, moron."
That doesn't sound like him.
No. Bill Cleveland's segment is brought to you this afternoon by Laclede Cab, the AM and the PM Cab Company at downtown St. Louis. I'm Bill Cleveland on the Big 550 KTRS.
Thank you, Bill.
Okay, see ya.
So what is it? Pitt's been married now twice, and she's been married three times. She's married to Billy Bob Thornton. Remember when they both went nuts and they wore each other's blood and necklace or something?
Yeah.
Wow, that was a crazy time. I bet Billy Bob's got some stories.
No.
We'll never hear them. Thanks to Dan. Earlier, he reminded me of a great joke, and I'm going to tell it after some other stuff, because here comes the Playhouse. It's 5 o'clock at the Big 550 KTRS.
From ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. For people with certain allergies, they're a lifesaver, but the head...